Ah, the bumper American Woman by the Guess Who reminds me of a topic later in the show. Democrats' war on women on the state Senate floor in Wisconsin. Yes, you heard that right. Democrats' war on women. Coming up in the next hour or so. Let's get to this now. How many times did the House of Representatives Republicans vote to repeal Obamacare? I lost count. It's over 40, right? And they were mocked and ridiculed. Why won't you just accept that you lost? Why won't you just accept that this is the law of the land? Why won't you just get over it? Will somebody please tell that to President Barack Obama? Talk about winning the war but losing the peace. I believe that expression was born after World War II when the Iron Curtain came down on Eastern Europe. I believe. I could be wrong. If you're a student of history, I think that's the case. Winning the war but losing the peace. President Obama has won the war on Obamacare, but he's losing the peace. And in fact, you can argue that he is repealing the law one by one by one, plank by plank by plank. Now, last week, there was a story out there that the latest move on Obamacare. But apparently, to say the least, the lead was buried. This is today's Wall Street Journal. Obamacare's secret mandate exemption. This is big. Obamacare's implementers continue to roam the battlefield and shoot their own wounded. And the latest casualty is the core of the Affordable Care Act, the individual mandate. To wit, last week, the administration quietly excused millions of people from the requirement to purchase health insurance or else pay a tax penalty. This latest political reconstruction has received zero media notice, and the Health and Human Services Department didn't think the details were worth discussing in a conference call, press materials, or fact sheet. Instead, the mandate suspension was buried in an unrelated rule that was meant to preserve some health plans that didn't comply with the Obamacare benefit redistribution mandates. Our sources only noticed the change this week. So last week, basically, what they said, you know, if you like it, you could keep it. These otherwise would be canceled policies. Okay, everybody noticed that. Nobody, until now, seemed to have noticed this. That seven-page technical bulletin includes a paragraph and footnote that casually mention that a rule in a separate December 2013 bulletin would be extended for two more years until 2016. Lo and behold, it turns out this second rule, which was supposed to last for only a year, allows Americans whose coverage was canceled to opt out of the mandate altogether. In 2013, HHS decided that Obamacare's wave of policy terminations qualified as a hardship that entitled people to a special type of coverage designed for people under age 30 or a mandate exemption. HHS originally defined and reserved hardship exemptions for the truly down and out, such as battered women, the evicted, and bankrupts. But amid the post-rollout political backlash, last week the agency created a new category. Now all you need to do is fill out a form attesting that your plan was canceled. And yeah, this would be limited to people's plan was canceled. But for millions, it still gets rid of the individual mandate. Not for everybody, but for millions. Here's what you have to do if your plan was canceled. All you have to do is fill out a form attesting that your plan was canceled and that you believe that the plan options available in the Obamacare marketplace in your area are more expensive than your canceled health insurance policy, or you consider the available prices unaffordable. That's it. So all you have to do is, yeah, I don't think I can afford this. That's basically what you have to attest to if your plan was canceled. This lax standard, no formula or hard test beyond a person's belief, beyond your personal belief that you can't afford it, at least ostensibly requires proof such as an insurer termination notice. Yeah, we don't even know that. Do you have to prove that you were terminated? But people can also qualify for hardships for the unspecified non-reason that you experienced another hardship in obtaining health insurance, which only requires documentation if possible. And yet another waiver is available to those who say they are merely unable to afford coverage, regardless of their prior insurance. In a word, these shifting legal benchmarks offer an exemption to everyone who conceivably wants one. That's the part that goes beyond just if you were canceled. So basically, this for 2 years, this waives the individual mandate. That, in essence, waives Obamacare for 2 years. Keep in mind that the White House argued at the Supreme Court that the individual mandate to buy insurance was indispensable to the law's success. And President Obama continues to say he'd veto bipartisan bills that would delay or repeal it. Well, he did it himself. So why are Obamacare liberals silently gutting their own creation now? The answers are the implementation fiasco in politics. HHS revealed Tuesday that only 940,000 people signed up for an Obamacare plan in February, bringing the total to about 4.2 million, well below the original 5.7 million projection. The predicted surge of young beneficiaries isn't materializing, even as the end of March deadline approaches and enrollment decelerated in February. Meanwhile, a McKinsey & Company survey report found that a mere 27% of people joining the exchanges were previously uninsured through February. The survey also found that about half of people who shopped for a plan but did not enroll said premiums were too expensive, even though 80% of this group qualify for subsidies. Some substantial share of the people Obamacare is supposed to help say it's a bad financial value. You might even call it a hardship. What they're saying is then they would qualify for the exemption. HHS is only trying to preempt the inevitable political blowback from the nasty 2015 tax surprise of fining the uninsured for being uninsured, which could help reopen Obamacare if voters elect a Republican Senate this November. Keeping its mandate waiver secret for now is an attempt to get past November and in the meantime sign up as many people as possible for government-subsidized health care. Our sources in the insurance industry are worried the regulatory loophole sets a mandate non-enforcement precedent, and they're probably right. The longer it's not enforced, the less likely any president will enforce it. The larger point is that there have been so many unilateral executive waivers and delays that Obamacare must be unrecognizable to its drafters to the extent they ever knew what the law did contain. He has completely dismantled it. That which Republicans were mocked and ridiculed for trying to do. Okay, remember what I said would collapse under its own weight? It's virtually gone now. Republicans really do need to respond to this. Look, we need to find something. We don't have to repeal and replace. We just have to replace. The president already repealed. You know what they could do that's politically popular that I wouldn't necessarily agree with? They should bring forward a bill, and they should get Democrats, at least in the House, to vote no against this. A bill that would reconstruct Obamacare to include only the pre-existing conditions clause and the 26-year-old clause, which I'm not a fan. I think either are problematic. But they are both very politically popular. Saying, we want to replace Obamacare with this. Here's why. Because you have pushed everything back to the point of repeal anyway. President Obama is admitting it's a failure. This is, he has repealed a law piece by piece. His law! It's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.